Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Senator Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Democratic Leader. Gretchen Whitmer, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Cheryl.
There are some announcements yesterday at a press conference yesterday afternoon that the Democratic caucus was not particularly pleased with the governor's new plans for pensions.
That's right. The governor and the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate have come to a new way to tax pensions. And I say, you know, so long as you're going to tax those pensions just to fund a business tax break, a $2 billion tax break, it doesn't make sense to move Michigan forward.
So this is going against, am I correct, against what the state needs to be doing in terms of what you consider the right path?
Well, you know, I liked it when the governor started talking about moving all of Michigan forward and shared sacrifice. Those were ideals that we could support. However, his budget basically says if you're a senior, if you're a child, or if you're among the working poor in Michigan, Governor Snyder is willing to tax you, cut you, and eliminate your hand up, all in order to give businesses a $2 billion handout. And that's wrong.
Well, and as you're working on the budget, and I know you folks all just got back from a recess, and it was only a recess from session, not from working. I know that for a fact. You were all there working very hard. As you're sitting around the tables and in meetings together, what are you coming up with that are better ways to handle this?
Well, that's the unfortunate story here, is that we're not in meetings together. The governor talked a lot about working in a bipartisan manner and changing the way things are done in Lansing. And as much as I've been trying to reach out to him, I've not gotten a response, and I haven't talked to him in over a month. And we don't have another quadrant meeting scheduled until the end of May, which is when they want to have the budget done. So, we're being shut out of the negotiations, and that's why these rallies that are going on and the town halls we're having across the state are so important, because people have a voice and their voice deserves to be heard.
Well, and I did happen to be downtown this morning for some other business, and I was stunned at the number of people I saw driving down towards the Capitol and Michigan Avenue. It was a huge crowd today.
Well, that's right. And, you know, obviously this is not how we want Lansing to thrive and have our business community do better because of rallies, but there were a lot of people here, and they have a loud voice, and I'm hoping that my colleagues have heard them and that they are willing to let other people into the table, because I think we'll make better decisions if we're all at the table and trying to find where our common ground is.
Well, if this is about collaboration and coming up with the best decisions, when do you think these meetings might be able to get together? Are you not encouraged that they're going to happen?
Well, the nature of the press conference they did yesterday was all Republican, and that's all the conversations have been thus far. And so I have made, you know, my views known and my open door policy known. The lieutenant governor walked in my door yesterday, and I always welcome that. I am hopeful that at some point when they start looking at the real public policy here, that they realize that it's important to have buy-in from people on both sides of the aisle, because we're not a blue state or a red state. We're a state that needs leadership, and we need people to work together.
And as you say, the business tax breaks have been an issue for you since the very beginning of Governor Snyder's budget proposal came out. We've heard from you about this business tax and that the shift is coming from the wrong people.
Well, he's asking individuals in our state to pay higher taxes. If you're a pensioner, or you're someone who is a working poor who's not going to get the earned income tax credit any longer, and kids do have their schools cut so that he can fund this business tax break that has no link to job growth or in-state investment. It's simply a handout. And so long as you're not going to really employ metrics in your decision-making, all the rhetoric about, you know, fact-based decision-making is empty. And I think that's unfortunate, because we need to make educated decisions, ones that are going to pay off in the long haul for the state.
And the earned income tax credit has gotten an awful lot of attention as well. And you and I have spoken about this in the past as well, that eliminating this would literally, you have said, as have others, plunge families into the below the poverty level.
Many families, including 14,000 kids in the state of Michigan, will then be at the poverty level. And that's just unacceptable. It's $358 million for this earned income tax credit. These are people who are working full-time and barely making ends meet. When this came through Congress, Ronald Reagan, who was president at the time, said it's the best anti-poverty, pro-worker, pro-family piece of legislation to come out of Congress. This is good public policy that we need to continue because the metrics show that it works and it gives investments right into communities because people turn around and spend it.
Well, and another thing that, of course, great concern is money from taking money from K-12 education and putting it elsewhere. What is your concerns about that?
Well, the governor has proposed that to take $900 million out of the school aid fund. So these school cuts that we're seeing, he's created a crisis that's not there. There's money in the school aid fund to ensure that our schools are able to educate our students. And he's proposing taking $900 million out of that fund and putting it into the general fund so that he can use those dollars to pay for his tax credit for or his tax break for businesses, $2 billion worth. And it's wrong to force those types of cuts on our schools. They're going to plunge 150 districts into bankruptcy immediately if this measure is passed, and it's counter to the promise to taxpayers when we enacted Proposal A in the lottery. So there's a lot of reasons that it was put into a restricted, dedicated fund so that the legislature and the governor couldn't get their greedy hands on it. It needs to go to school.
Well, and of course, the concern then that if education is ever needed, never needed to be more important than it does right now, that this is not the right time for this.
Well, there's no question that if you want to move the state forward, you've got to invest in education. That's the most basic infrastructure investment you can make is in our people, to have educated workforces and have schools that, you know, future employees in the state of Michigan want to send their kids to.
And there are a lot of town halls we're starting to hear about. You're in with one, is it next week?
I've got one in Grand Rapids and in East Lansing next week, yes.
Okay, and what are the subjects of those? Just is it as simple and basic as wanting the people to come out and hear exactly where they want their money spent and what their concerns are?
It is that simple. You know, it's not partisan. It's not high. You know, there's no hyperbole. This is a fact-based discussion. This is what the proposal is from the governor's office, and what does it mean to your area, and how do you feel about it? And that's what we want to hear from people.
Would you mind telling us when and where they are so we can let the folks know?
On next Tuesday, it's in Grand Rapids, and I will send you the exact details.
Sure.
And on Wednesday, it is in East Lansing at Donnelly Elementary School in the evening.
Very good. Well, if you will send that information on, we'll make sure that we mention it a couple of times so that people are aware of where they are. Senator, thank you so much for spending some time with us this evening.
Thank you, Cheryl. Have a good evening.
You as well. Senator Gretchen Whitmer, who is also Senate Democratic leader, will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.